Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And you know, Robin, I grew up in Tornado Alley, and this is the season when there are tornadoes every year. But now it seems that has changed, and there have already been tornadoes in this country each month of 2014. It seems a year-round tornado season now.
Something, yeah.
Well, President Obama is wrapping up his Asian trip today in the Philippines, where he signed a 10-year agreement to give the U.S. greater military access to bases there. The president said the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement will promote peace and stability in the region, and he says it's not about countering China.
Our goal is not to counter China. Our goal is not to contain China. Our goal is to make sure that international rules and norms are respected.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Manila. And Rupert, first of all, tell us more about what is in this defense cooperation agreement.
So it's interesting, the wording of this, Jeremy, because it clearly is designed to allow U.S. troops to come back to the Philippines for the United States Navy and Air Force to place aircraft and ships here. But it has been worded in a way that makes it sound like there is no permanent bases. So there will be no permanent stationing of troops at bases, and the Philippines will remain in ownership and full control of the bases. So this is not a return to the old situation where the United States Navy and Air Force had very large permanent bases that were controlled by the U.S. military here. And that's for political reasons, because the whole idea of the U.S. military coming back to the Philippines is still a very sensitive topic here in the Philippines.
And how is China viewing this? And we should remind everyone that President Obama did not go to China on this four-nation tour of Asia.
Well, China doesn't like this at all, really has said that the U.S. is behaving in a provocative manner, that is seeking to contain China, and that it is sort of building a group of an alliance with countries all around China to contain it and to try and stop it sort of taking its rightful place as a major power in Asia, and to limit its ability to use its blue water navy in seas beyond its territorial waters.
Rupert, when we had you on last week, we talked about some of the questions that people in the countries that President Obama visited had about his commitment to the region. This is a trip that he actually did take, but there have been some during his presidency that he had to cancel for one reason or another. How have those questions been answered about President Obama's commitment to Asia?
It's very much a PR trip. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism involved, as I think we talked about last time. There's not a lot of concrete agreements, although there obviously has been this significant agreement in the Philippines. There's not a lot concrete that's come out of this trip. So it's really about waving the flag and coming here to say that the U.S. is committed to Asia, committed to Asia's security. And I think of all the stops on his trip, it is perhaps most significant here in the Philippines, because this is, of course, a very old partner, friend, ally, colony of the United States. It has really taken the brunt of a lot of China's aggressive expansion in the South China Sea over the last few years and has lost some territory to China in the South China Sea over the last few years. So it is the Philippines that, in a way, you know, needs American support the most. And there's very mixed feelings here. You still get a lot of people here saying, we do not want America back. But I've been out with fishermen. I've been up to the northern Philippines over the last few days. And people who are involved in anything to do with fishing and the sea really want America back. They are really frightened of China's presence in the South China Sea and say, you know, we can't stand up to China by ourselves.
Well, and I saw a photo on Twitter over the weekend of President Obama taking a selfie with the Malaysian leader, who I guess benefits from being photographed with President Obama.
Well, yeah, the Malaysian government is not in a very good place right now. It is seen to have bungled the whole investigation into the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. The focus on Malaysia during the aftermath of that disappearance, I think, showed the outside world that Malaysia is not quite as modern, open or democratic as a country as it likes to portray itself. And so they've had a lot of bad PR. So having the American president in town standing beside you and saying nice things about you is always a good thing.
Rupert, let me bring you back to the Philippines finally, a place where there was this terrible typhoon last fall. Thousands of people were killed. The country has a struggling economy. What does Manila really need from the United States right now?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because I think a lot of people here feel like part of the problem for the Philippines and why it is still perceived with good reason for being corrupt, poor, having poor infrastructure, having a poor economy and being a deeply corrupt country is because of 500 years of colonialism. And of course, America only came in at the end of that. But it's a country that desperately needs to stand on its own feet and find its own way. And that's why I think people are a little worried about the idea of American forces coming back here, because, you know, there's a danger that the Philippines could fall back into a dependency relationship with the United States instead of continuing on this path that some people here feel has in some ways succeeded since 1991 of the Philippines finally standing up for itself and starting to work out its own problems.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Manila in the Philippines, the last stop on President Obama's tour of Asia. Rupert, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you're listening to Here and Now.